On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria peaking at 27 tomorrow, along with eMalahleni, and Johannesburg up to 25 degrees. The Minister of Police, who's also a national executive member of the ANC, Senzo Mqunu, has asked the party to be placed on special leave from his ANC duties as well. It follows President Cyril Ramaphosa's decision earlier this year to place him on leave in his capacity as minister following allegations of political interference against him. And these allegations were made by the KZN Commissioner for Police, Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says it's not only good for him, but also for the ANC.
You are on leave in government. You are not at work. And then you do work of the ANC every day. Wherever you go and appear, whatever you say is attributed to the ANC and yourself in relation to the proceedings of the ad hoc committee and the Madlanga Commission.
And in the ad hoc committee probing allegations of interference in the legal system, the National Director of Public Prosecution, Shamila Batoy, has admitted that the country is facing real challenges when it comes to the war against organized crime.
But with regard to dealing with organized criminals, the kingpins that are not rarely brought to court, but the reality is that we are not winning the fight against organized crime in this country. It all starts with good intelligence. And the other way is you have to follow the money, because people at the upper echelons of organized criminality don't get their hands dirty.
Her testimony will continue into the night. Then in other news, cautious optimism as the unemployment rate drops by 1.3%.
This drop tick can be sustained, perhaps some additional jobs being created in the fourth quarter, which is usually a good quarter for seasonal employment. It is sort of supportive of the economy and is telling a little bit of a better story than I would have told you, let's say, 6 months ago.
That was a senior economist from the Bureau for Economic Research at the University of Stellenbosch, Lisetta Eysel de Schepper. Then we move to Sudan. The UN's humanitarian chief, Tom Fletcher, held what he called constructive talks with Sudan's army chief, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, today. The aim is to ensure that life-saving aid reaches all corners of the war-ravaged country. And finally, back on home soil, South Africa's citrus industry has recorded its biggest export season ever. Growers packed more than 203 million cartons of fruit for global markets this year. That's an increase of 22% year on year. The Citrus Growers Association ascribes it to good weather and strong demand. CEO Dr. Boichoko Nchabele says the end goal is to export 260 million cartons by 2032, but it won't be easy.
It was a very productive season, but it must be noted that volume is just one single measure with which to assess an industry. Our growers continue to face challenges, including unpredictable price and market dynamics, rising input costs, as well as market access issues.
For a recap of today's biggest stories, visit jacarandafm.com, click on news. If you missed anything, click on Jackpot. That's it from myself, Marlene Frischer, and the rest of the team. Have a good evening.